This is Dialless Saint introducing Saint Dimphna. God's saints gives us powerful models of good children, men and women from every walk of life who are determined to follow his example of love. The records and traditions about the life of Saint Dimphna tell us that she was born in Ireland in about 635 A.D., almost 100 years after Patrick converted the Irish to Christianity. Her father was a pagan Irish chieftain. Her mother was a Christian, widely known for her charity and beauty. But when Dimphna was 14, her mother died, leaving her alone to be taught reading, writing, and religion by the priest who stayed with them. She was baptized by him and made a private vow not to marry, offering her chastity to Jesus and his mother Mary. The death of her mother had a sad effect upon Dimphna's father. He missed her and thought of no one else. He even sent messengers throughout the country searching for a woman her equal whom he could marry, but with no success. Several of his associates, perhaps to avoid his anger, suggested how much his beautiful 15-year-old daughter resembled her mother and perhaps could take his wife's place. This suggestion stirred her father's passion, and he proposed marriage to his own daughter, offering her everything, his kingdom and his wealth. Out of disgust, Dimphna, her priest teacher, and the court jester, along with his wife, fled from their homeland and were rowed across the North Sea to Belgium near Antwerp. From there they traveled inland to the present village of Giel, where they built a cottage near a chapel dedicated to Saint Martin of Tours. Her father was enraged when he found she had fled, and sent out spies who traced her route by following the coins she used, which were not common in Belgium. She and her friends were discovered one day as they attended Mass in the chapel. Her father tried in vain to persuade his daughter to return with him as his wife. When she absolutely refused, he ordered both her and her priest companion killed. The king's servants killed the priest, but were afraid to harm Dimphna. In an insane rage, the king drew his sword and cut off the head of his own daughter. Villagers buried the bodies of the two martyrs and later built a shrine over her burial place. As people learned of the heroic, pure life of Saint Dimphna, pilgrimages to her shrine became popular as early as 900 A.D. The young saint worked many miracles to cure the mentally ill who asked for aid. Since many came for help and there was no place to stay, the villagers opened their homes to those seeking cures. Over the years, the town of Giel erected facilities to care for the mentally ill. The spirit of love and charity exemplified by the townspeople of Giel to this day is well known by those throughout the world who deal with the mentally ill. Their good works represent their commitment to the spirit of their 15-year-old Saint Dimphna, who is a special patron for those seeking relief from nervous and emotional disorders. We should try to act with love toward those we know who suffer mental stress. Rather than ignore or be unsympathetic to them, we should instead offer our help because they, like ourselves, are children of God.